Welcome back to Up the Coast with Alex and Britt. We are officially kicking off season two. 2025 NCAA softball is starting only in a matter of weeks, and we are ready. Britt, I'm so excited to be back. I hope you guys missed us because we sure missed you, and we're here. It's finally here. Softball season. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're here with another season of our podcast, Alex. Last year, we jumped into this having no earthly idea what we were doing. I spent a lot of time with the Riverside podcast platform that we use, which is great, but a lot of time with their tech people. I don't think they're excited that we're coming back, but I promise them we will be better on the tech side and even better on the softball side. I put some balloons up for the celebration because we're excited to be back with you talking ACC softball.
It's going to be a hell of a ride. So I do agree. We learned a lot. Thanks for really putting the team, aka me, on your back last year with Riverside, obviously the platform we record on, but it's been a blast, a lot of fun. We are just so thrilled to be here. So a little bit about us. I played at Florida State, graduated a couple years ago, and I got to play pro for a few years after that. And then obviously still in the space by just calling games, doing it at different levels and stuff, and just loving it all the way around.
Yeah, I'm the Tar Heel on set right now. I graduated a couple years after, before Alex, sorry. A couple years earlier, not that many, I don't think. We don't have to get into that. But we've got a Seminole and a Tar Heel, but most importantly, we love the ACC. We want to see the ACC thrive, and we're going to bring you all the ins and outs, all the good, the bad, the ugly, everything you want to know. AC softball can be found here on Up the Coast in season two.
Yeah, we're ready. But we did have a lot of fun last year. We kicked off last year's campaign with some special guests. We had Donna Papa, obviously former coach at UNC, an absolute legend. And then we had Joanne Graff, longtime legend over at Florida State. So really good people to have. We got to do coaches interviews. We had Marissa Young, Lonnie Alameda, Megan Smith-Lyons, Lindsay Lefwich, Eileen Morales, and many more. We're going to have other teams this season as well as some repeats. And I think that was one of the most fun points and parts that we got to do last year, Britt, were those interviews. Was there anything in particular that really stood out to you from those?
You know, besides the getting to know a program inside the mind of a coach, seeing them in a different, more relaxed light where we're just having conversations with them, we got, you know, learned about Lindsay Lefwich's shoe game, her dad's shoes. Coach Morales invited us over for a barbecue at our house. I mean, we still need to take her up on that. And Georgia Tech, I'll actually be calling one of their games here in Starkville. Maybe we'll have to bring the big green egg out or something then. But for season two, we've got some new things too. We're going to repeat the great things with the coaches' interviews, but we want to maybe some more involvement from our listeners. We've set up an email account, upthecoastpodcast@gmail.com, where you can send in gripes, complaints, questions. You just want to, you know, vent about your ACC softball team. We'd love to hear it and get you involved. Do our best to answer any questions, get to the bottom of things, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and the competition is going to just make the show that much better.
Couldn't agree more. And of course, if people want, they can send us the compliments through as well, because I don't know about you, but I do love the words of affirmation, so I'm here for it.
Yeah. Alex, your pink hair, on point.
Thank you.
Looks great. Thank you. Love it. New season, new hair, new you.
Yeah, I love pink hair. What could go wrong, right? What could go wrong?
Just blame it on the hair now.
It sounds like a challenge. Yeah, that's not intended to be a challenge. But this year, we're cranking up the fun, doubling the laughs, and bringing you even more juicy stories. So sit back and buckle up, because we are ready to go. So I think we should kick it off, Britt, by doing more of a rapid-fire Q&A here. I've got a few questions for you. So looking at the big picture, how many teams are going to make the postseason from the ACC?
Just a number without listing the teams, because we'll get into that next week. I'm going to go with I'm going to go over 5.5 teams. So I'm thinking at least 6. I would bet over 5.5.
Okay, I like that number. Home runs or doubles?
Home runs, no doubt.
Okay.
I mean, doubles are cool. You got to work a little bit harder to get around the bases, though. Once you just clear that, and then whoever's on base scores, you score, job done, go back to the dugout, my kind of lies.
So you're saying sprints are not your thing?
No. Nope.
Okay. No. Okay. Running, not it for Britt. Got it. No. Got it. On-field celebration that you love most?
I'm not a big celebration kind of person. I'm more of a, like you knew you were going to do it kind of person, but I do remember a moment from the ACC tournament. You're going to have to remind me what it was called because I'm not in with the lingo. When Kelly Torres caught that foul ball, I don't play. And she did that. What'd you call that? That move?
Oh, I don't know. But it, like it is. It's like the show something. Me. Oh, I don't know.
The show me.
It's,
yeah.
It's like, a, yeah. Yeah, it's like, a, hey, look at me. I'm the show.
That was subtle, cool. I mean, tip my cap to that one. I like that one.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
I like
coming
it.
Back at you, Alex. How many ACC teams will we see in Oklahoma City?
Two.
Over under?
Two. Over under two. One and a half? Over. Over.
Over
so
two.
I'm taking the over.
So at
yeah.
least two. Cool. I have it.
Yeah.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee. All day. Iced coffee. No
guys, I'm going to tell you a story about Alex that she doesn't know I'm telling. Well, you're in Oklahoma City last year. We put in our Starbucks order and Alex orders this thing. And I'm looking at her order and it's like double cream, double cold foam, double sugar. I'm like, Alex, you might just do like singles. She's, no, this is how I like it. Like, it's going to look like milk when we get it.
Yep.
She's like, no, this is exact. Alex, what it looked like?
It looked like cream with a shot of coffee.
Yeah. Have you changed that order? Did you ever go back to it?
Yep. Still going strong, girl.
I love it.
I love Stay my creamer.
There you go. Walk-up song. If you had to pick a walk-up song today, not what you used in the past, today, what's your song?
But, well, I never get aux because all my music is like the slow jams and stuff, but I would still stay tried and true to what I had when I was in college. Flo Rida, My House, baby, because it's my world. Y'all are just living in it.
And Flo Rida, Warda. Yeah. No, I didn't realize that until just a couple years ago. But great. That's awesome. Now what to expect for next week? We're going to take a look at the transfers, the graduations, which teams lost the most, which teams added the most in the transfer portal, how that worked for teams, all the big storylines from last year, our top three players to keep an eye on this year, any sleeper teams to be on the lookout for that might sneak their way into the ACC championship, and then and we're going to talk about Stanford and Cal. You know, they're in the ACC now. We got to get to know them and give them their love.
Yeah, super excited about the addition of both teams into the ACC. I think they're only going to continue to elevate the conference, which is already, of course, right, just like a mainstay across NCAA softball, really making moves, making waves across the board. But fun stuff ahead. Will there be dramatic rivalries? Will somebody hit a ball into orbit? Well, I guess everybody's going to have to wait and find out here soon in a couple of weeks. So, like I said, sit back, relax. We're in for a lot of fun. And this is going to be a good season, Britt.
Season 2, sophomore season. It's always a good one.
Let's go.